America. Just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I really am mad about the media. I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates. But on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. I'll tell you just one thing I learned. Okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
Yep, that's so true. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So excited to have you listening today. A lot of stuff today you are going to want to absorb. Oh my gosh. I have Susan, I have Melissa, and we're going to be talking about Boy Scouts in the second hour, all kinds of stuff. And in this first hour with Susan, we're going to be talking about sanctuary cities and, of course, some really interesting information on DARPA that you need to know. All kinds of stuff. Stuff about the protesters, the funding, and... boy, you name it. Oh my gosh. We're going to run the gamut today. I also want to tell you, we have Greg Carpenter, our former NSA guy, on Friday as well. Still getting Tulsi Gabbard scheduled. And of course, just a lot of guests. Chris Ann Hall tomorrow. So I'm excited about that too. I also I know that the news right now, I just wanted to cover this for a second. The news is all about bird flu. Bird flu, bird flu. is coming to get you. So I just wanted to give you one little clip here, 30 seconds, I think, of 10 years ago, Ebola and ISIS were coming to get us. Here we go. This was the CDC first, and then, of course, CNN. Here we go.
Today, we are providing the information that an individual traveling from Liberia has been diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. The state of Texas also operates a laboratory that found the same results. The testing for Ebola is highly accurate. It's a PCR test.
First, who's making these decisions?
Yeah.
Greta.
When is the decision going to be made?
Yeah, and this is the problem. I mean, you've seen it with ISIS. You've seen it with this issue. Is the American people feel very unsafe right now. They feel
very
like they
unsafe.
Don't have a commander in chief who's in charge.
They
feel like they don't have a commander in chief who understands their very real fear.
No,
just a month before the outbreak. Here's why they have bigger challenges that we don't.
Yeah, creating the fear. Anyway, I just wanted to it's always good in context to reminisce about the past because it gives you a good idea about the stuff they lie about in the press continuously. And we're going to keep getting bird flu, bird flu, bird flu. Susan, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing super today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the 2014 Ebola?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
people
yes.
went into hysteria, even though it was a contact thing usually acquired by nurses taking care of Ebola patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly in Africa. Yes. And we got
yeah.
2 months of every day everyone was going to get Ebola. So I just love to play old clips because it just kind of reminds us that, you know, it was ISIS and Ebola at the same time. And boy, they were coming for everybody. And it's the nonsense and the fear and everything that the press lies about continuously. All right. Let's talk about sanctuary cities for a moment. This is interesting stuff.
Right. Well, you've noticed, I'm sure, that the phrase sanctuary cities, you don't even hear that term anymore, do you?
No, not really.
No, because the border's pretty much open. Well, it's because it's actually been replaced by a different standard
mm-hmm.
called welcoming cities.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Now they aren't just protecting them from prosecution. They are actually opening their doors and welcoming them in. And cities now get certified in what's called the welcoming standard. It's a certification that cities apply for and get. And you then get one, two, or three stars, or even more, depending on how welcoming you are. And so they're going to bend over backwards to prove that they're welcoming. So there is a website called welcomingamerica.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains that it is a comprehensive roadmap for communities to become more welcoming places. It sets criteria on benchmarks that local governments, community organizations, residents, and others can use to hold welcoming places accountable and spur innovation. So when they go down the list, the first thing they put is civic engagement. Civic engagement for new immigrants, civic engagement, connected communities, economic development. Who remembers when Obama first came on the scene and people said his job was community organizer?
Yeah, you're right.
That's what this is, right? And safe communities. So if you look, they also have a blog, and I went on their blog, and the first report, the first article I came across on the blog was on the polls, how to access the polls, to go to the polling places, voting, their number one responsibility, not providing for their families, not housing, not polling. And I thought, well, that is super interesting. Mm-hmm. And so they use words like humanity, staying rooted in humanity. And what you've realized is they have now just bypassed everybody's desire for rule of law. Mm-hmm. You have Trump talking about we're going to be deporting all these people because they came here illegally.
Yeah.
But recently there's been a decision by Health and Human Services saying that you have a legal justification to be here, you are now qualified for Medicaid. So when they come through the border illegally, arrested, and then given a court date, now they are here under legal justification. See how this works?
Oh, my gosh.
So they're literally just like zigzagging around us and zigzagging around the law. They have their own loopholes.
So it's no longer about offering sanctuary, because this was their whole premise, right? To try to look like we're just offering sanctuary to the oppressed that are coming over the border to seek refuge. And now it's just come on in. We're welcoming you. To whatever. Oh, wow. Interesting switch.
Yeah. And it said, for certified welcoming, it says strong communities intentionally connect and include people of all backgrounds. Well, this is what churches have done for years. Then it says, as places look to harness the wealth and vibrancy that comes from diverse talents and a global workforce, truly amazing, welcoming places can set themselves apart. And so there's recent stories about how they are using some of these child immigrants for child labor, and they're getting slaps on the wrist, big business, of $1,000 fines, which to businesses is nothing. That's only if they get caught. That's only if they get prosecuted. In the meantime, they get to bypass all of the requirements for hiring full-size adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are benefiting. It had to be the case that not only would big business benefit, but that politicians would benefit from the graft of all of this. So now this whole idea of sanctuary cities has been rebranded into welcoming cities.
My gosh. Oh,
and it's a global idea.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure.
Idea.
Oh, I'm sure they all want open borders. So, we're some of the last holdouts on actually wanting our sovereignty. So that's, I can see them. I can see why they would do this, because they've got to rebrand, right? It's always about rebranding to make it look like apple pie. We're welcoming you. So nice.
And here's the funny thing.
Oh, on
the news, February 9th, it was Philly. Philly lauds efforts to embrace immigrants. Philly is a city that is falling apart. The drug epidemic is so severe in Philly. They ranked number one for STDs. Philadelphia ranked number one for STDs. And concerned about embracing immigrants. Get their act together. They want more people.
Amazing.
Detroit, Queens, Toledo. And you think, these are failing cities.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Well, it's clear what they're doing. They're essentially the replacement conspiracy theory. Now, more and more blacks that I see who have media sources, channels, are saying, guess what? We are actually coming to appreciate that the replacement theory is actually true.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So just so you knew what they were up to next, and we all kind of missed it. It wasn't really reported.
Welcoming cities. You're right. I didn't even notice this shift. Thank you for that. I did not notice this. We have so many things working globally right now on a global scale, like the pandemic treaty that's on the verge of passing, all kinds of things that are very, very globalist. And I love being able to talk about these things on the show, because for the most part, news isn't going to be talking about either one. They're talking about bird flu today. They're not going to talk about this or the trials, right? We said the trials is going to be in the news every day, and that's all they want us to focus on. But the pandemic treaty is on the verge of going by the WHO. And like you said, they're making all these shifts and changes, these name changes to things, so that we accept them, so that it sounds really nice.
Sounds really nice. Champaign, Illinois is another city. And someone else was writing about the fact that Champaign, Illinois is the hub for the China to U.S. to China technology transfer, where China just takes over patents or steals patents. And it is somehow the hub is Champaign, Illinois. People arriving from the Congo, Guatemala, Uzbekistan. It's just amazing.
Jeez.
And, you know, it's humans are great. The conservatives are the champions of humanity.
Right.
But something nefarious is going on with how the Democrats are doing this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And it's not like we're stopping them. So this stuff's getting done, and you don't hear a lot, any people on either side of the aisle talking about like the pandemic treaty as they gear up for bird flu, right? They're trying to pass that off. And then also this, because, you know, people will flee from their countries, you know, and just like they did in Ebola, and we started accepting people over here and then driving the fear here too. So that's constantly working against us as well. But I'm always flabbergasted, Susan, at the degree to which they go to try to get all of these global initiatives going in this country and then claim to be a sovereign country, because there are so many things that are thwarting our sovereignty right now. Be right back. More with the great Susan Reeve. Boy, do we have some things. You're going to want to hear about this DARPA thing, too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305, record day before, to compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
is the Kate Daly Show.
I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. All right. I got Susan Reeve on board. So, you know, we've got lots to cover and a lot of things that you just really need to be aware of. I just wanted to mention MyPillow.com has their blowout right now for $25, two pillows for $25. Take advantage of this, guys. This is worth it. And they have amazing products. Put in the code Kate. It helps our show stay on the air. And then also their wonderful robes and slippers, everything for Mother's Day, Father's Day. So good. And then also, activatefiq.com. Code word is Kate. That's where I get my supplements. People always ask me, where do you get your supplements? Because all these companies are sending me supplements and everything else. But nope, activatefiq is the one. It's the best absorption rate. So I love it. And it's so well worth it. Putting Kate at their already low prices that you're going to be shocked because they're so low. And then Kate even gives you more savings. So bulk up on your products there, vitamin C and so forth. We have Susan. I have Susan Reeve on board today, and AstraZeneca basically admitted that they pulled the COVID vaccine after admitting, of course, what they called rare side effect. It's not rare. It's not rare at all. But that's what the news is going to even mention, even if they do mention. But they announced the worldwide withdrawal. This is AstraZeneca because of the serious side effect of blood clots and all the rest. Susan, I'm sure you heard of this too.
Yes, yeah. Did. And I was especially shocked to read Friday and over the weekend that the New York Times interviewed a bunch of people who it said they believed that they were vaccine injured. But it turns out one of them, for example, was the head of the journal, the medical journal, Vaccine. And people started, all of these professionals and scientists started saying, wait a minute, something really is wrong here. And then they couldn't get any help for it. They were shocked that the medical community essentially turned their back on them because they were paid to do so. And I couldn't believe that the New York Times actually wrote about this, but I think the New York Times understood that the story was getting away from them. It was being reported everywhere else, and so they hedged their bets by saying, you know, allegedly these were vaccine injuries.
Yeah.
So,
and it was, it's horrendous because we were called names for 3 solid years over this. And now they finally come out and it's kind of a mention, you know what I mean? And then it's of course rare side effect, which we know it's not rare. So,
Andrew Cuomo came out, the CNN guy.
Yeah.
Is that the Andrew? And
yes.
He was,
yeah.
There's a compilation of him mocking ivermectin, calling it dewormer. And then he now says it works because he himself had symptoms associated. Something wasn't right after he got the vaccine.
Unbelievable.
And I thought, you know, I there's a saying I love, wise people do in the beginning what foolish people do eventually.
Yeah.
And now they're having to come around, aren't they?
It's just, it's sickening too, what they've done to people and how they mocked them and coerced them. Talk about Hillary for just a moment too. This is very interesting on this current news of the colleges.
This is actually climate related. So some of the most obnoxious climate protesters, the ones sitting and blocking traffic, the ones throwing soup on priceless paintings, really obnoxious ones. Hillary Clinton, her organization's records show, sent $500,000. Her group is called Onward Together, and she sent it to the Climate Emergency Fund, $200,000 just in 1 year. And it's based in Beverly Hills Climate Emergency Fund, which I thought is hysterical. Just Stop Oil, also, that splattered tomato soup on the Vincent van Gogh in the London National Gallery and was charged with vandalizing the display of the U.S. Constitution at the National Archives. Literally the worst of the worst climate terrorists, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And that's who, every time you see them and are irritated by them, just remind yourself, Hillary Clinton is sending money to them.
I mean, you just can't write this stuff. I was watching a comedian and he was talking about how it's so insane now that every single day it's like an Onion article and or a Babylon Bee article, and it's the truth. It's dialed up so much that I think 10 years ago when they were doing the Ebola, you could have never guessed how bad this news was going to get. And of course, you know, when she's not doing her coven work, when she's not in her witch's brew, it's this kind of stuff. Be right back with Hillary. She's just so grotesque. Be right back with Susan Reeve. Just a moment.
There you go.
Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So, as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Coming for to carry me home. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. There was an article today, and it was talking about time to bet against the banks. Lots of issues going on with regional banks. And, you know, we warned about Australia, and they went to zero cash overnight, the biggest bank there, one of the biggest banks there. And you're going to start to see regional banks having mass problems. So, just a little warning, please text this phone number I'm about to give you, 989898. Text my name, Kate, in the message. That's all you have to put, four letters, K-A-T-E. If you're sitting on your phone right now and you love this show and you want this information, and I would imagine you'd want it just to peruse it and maybe give it to somebody else that you know, just so you're aware of what's going on. They're updating this all the time. Make sure that you text 989898 today and put my name, Kate, into the message. And they're going to send you back some free information on gold and silver, how to get $10,000 worth of free gold and silver, which I know you want. And then, of course, how to protect everything that you have. This is really vital right now. On this show, we try to talk a lot about the things we can do to safeguard ourselves, the things we can do right now instead of just worry about what's coming down the pipe, right? So please take advantage of this right now. And Birch Gold is amazing. You'll love them. And all you're getting is the free information to look at. So you can just look at that and then decide what you want to do. But safeguard all your accounts with gold and silver. And it doesn't cost you anything to do that. It's pretty amazing. Okay. Highly, highly recommend this right now. Time to bet against the banks. I was just like, ooh, ouch. Okay. Susan Reeve is with me, the great Susan Reeve. And of course, we have to talk about Bezos, because I don't think most people know this history.
Well, what we're told is that Bezos decided to sell books out of his garage and then became this multi-billionaire by selling books over the internet. And it was just random and that anybody could do it. Well, as it turned out, that's a myth, another American myth gone up in flames, because his father, his grandfather, L.P. Guise, was a high-level director at the Atomic Energy Commission and one of the founders of DARPA, which is
Bezos's grandfather.
Yes, Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Yes. His mother, Jacqueline Bezos, maiden name was Geise, G-I-S-E. She was the daughter of Lawrence Preston Geise, and he had a career going back four decades his grandfather did with the U.S. government following World War II. But in the 1957 to 1959 timeframe, he was second in charge of the Atomic Energy Commission, and it was the first commercial license to manufacture weapons-grade uranium, and it was awarded to the newly formed NUMEC located in Apollo, Pennsylvania. But in 1965, about 300 pounds of weapons-grade uranium, enough to make about six nuclear bombs, was discovered missing by the AEC inspectors. This is 300 pounds went missing. And in 1968, when the Israelis first tested their first nuke, the CIA determined the material came from this uranium plant in Apollo, Pennsylvania. And it is known as the Apollo Affair. A few people think, so it was after he was the deputy at the AEC that he then founded DARPA. But a few people also tie this whole incident to possibly President Kennedy's assassination. The reason being, and this is not anti-Semitic, this is what people surmised because of what shifted. In 1960, President Eisenhower, remember he was General Eisenhower, requested information about Israel about their nuclear weapons program. 1961, JFK met with Ben-Gurion, the prime minister, and requested the inspection of Dimona, the secret weapons plant in Israel. 1963, JFK demanded America be allowed to inspect Dimona, and that was May. And in November 1963, Kennedy was assassinated, and the Johnson administration and then Nixon, they gave up requesting the inspections of Dimona. So it was right after Kennedy was assassinated in 65 that they discovered that uranium was missing from Apollo, Pennsylvania. So the suspicion is that there was a role to play because all of a sudden the pressure was off and they did not have to show, you know, that have they inspected, because JFK sent them a letter that said, basically, you have promised us that this would be used for peace, you know, reasons of peace. What did it say? Willingness to permit periodic visits, and that it was exclusively for peaceful purposes, JFK wrote to him. To Ben-Gurion. And as I wrote to you on May, this government's commitment, meaning the USA, to and support Israel could be seriously jeopardized, JFK is saying, if it should be thought that we are unable to obtain reliable information on a subject as vital to peace as the question of the character of Israel's effort in the nuclear field. And then he was murdered 6 months later. So it is interesting timing, right? It could be a coincidence.
But I doubt it.
But it's very interesting. So every time you think of Jeff Bezos and that this was just some remarkable success, personal success story, understand that our government, we owed his grandfather, you know, favors for what he did for this country in a way. That's how it's seen on the inside, right? But it's not what many people know. We just see him as the face of Amazon. So that was our involvement. And so we obviously gave our tacit approval for Israel to do this. And now they have something like 300,000 nuclear warheads. In the meantime, there is a new article in Tablet Magazine by Gadi Taub that the America is now trying to replace Netanyahu with one of the war cabinet members who we can then use as a puppet in Israel. You know, Obama...
But I thought Netanyahu was. I mean, I thought that they work very nicely with Netanyahu.
So he is going against what they wanted because he is now extending the war to get Hamas leadership that's hiding in the tunnels in, is it Ramallah? Anyway, he is... he's gone ahead with this, and they don't like it. Biden is an Obama guy. Obama tried to promote, remember, the nuke program in Iran. Biden came in and started releasing all this money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Iran was basically going bankrupt with low oil prices because Trump opened up our oil here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were going bankrupt in Iran. Biden comes in, gives them back money that we were holding in escrow because of their terroristic ways. They were able to start funding all this terrorism again. They want Netanyahu out. Iran does, as does Biden. Mm-hmm. Biden wants him out. So who are they going to be replacing him with? A man by the name of Benny Gantz. Now, Benny Gantz is in the war cabinet. Benny Gantz is also the one who built the wall in Israel. He was part of the security state apparatus.
They can have a wall, but we can't.
Okay. They can have a wall, and well, theirs didn't work too well.
Right.
But the security apparatus in our country wants the head of the security apparatus in their country to be running things.
When we come back, we're going to talk more on this, a little bit more on this. I just wanted to mention one thing. There's so many questions involving DARPA's involvement in creating Amazon that hosts the secret cloud services for the CIA and the NSA. Remember how I did a show on Jeff Bezos and he was installed and never, ever had the career to support or didn't have anything to support this huge Amazon business that's getting data from all American citizens. So DARPA's involvement in propping up Amazon, but with Jeff Bezos' face on it, the cloud services for CIA and NSA and other intel agencies. I just wanted to make that connection because we don't talk about it enough, how Jeff Bezos is not Amazon. He was installed as Amazon, just like Mark Zuckerberg was for Facebook, the cover of Facebook. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Susan.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a man going around taking names.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I want to let you know, please get to donewithdebt.com. They're helping a lot of you, and I really appreciate your emails. Look, it's a beast. Credit card debt, it's a beast. And please don't let it get the better of you because inflation, they're not cutting rates. Inflation is going up. We're not going to see the end of this. And it's only going to get worse. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the truth. So if that's the case and you're using credit cards to get by, and so many are, I can't believe the amount of debt we're in right now with credit card debt that went up in 2023 and 2024. Help. Get their help. Donewithdebt.com can get in there for you and negotiate your rates to be much, much lower. You'll be so shocked. Please give them a chance to do this for you. I really like these guys. I love what they're doing. And you have nothing but great things to say about them, which I'm loving. So, and I knew you would because I know these guys and I know they do great work. Donewithdebt.com. If it's not you and you know somebody going into credit card debt that's barely making it, please get them to reduce their rate so they can save hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars a month. Please. This is so worth it. Okay. Donewithdebt.com. I trust these guys. They're very, very good. All right, Susan, a couple more things on.
I wanted to make a correction. Yeah. It is Netanyahu has started an invasion into Rafah to rout out Hamas. And our Secretary of State, Blinken, actually asked to meet directly with the chief of staff of the IDF.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, we're not meeting with you directly. You're not in charge of our military. So we are trying to control what they're doing, which is allowing Hamas to continue on. So I just wanted to put that little note that we are bound and determined to, just like we've done in other places, replace the governments with somebody we can control.
That's so true. And on Hillary, I just wanted to mention one of our listeners messaged it and said, onward together over a cliff, and I have to agree, this is all over a cliff. Everything we're talking about is over a cliff. And I know it's hard to take sometimes, but their slogans just crack me up. Onward together. It's just unreal. Anything else on this installation?
just that it's blatantly obvious, mm-hmm. and the people of Israel know that they don't want to be compromised by the United States. So we're withholding now weapons and trying to use that as leverage. And
we
it's
are?
Really sad.
I feel like all we're doing is giving them money and weapons.
Well, we say we are, but then when it comes to the nitty-gritty day-to-day, mm-hmm. we are holding back. We're holding it over their head. Let's just say that.
Interesting. Okay.
We're holding it over their heads. Mm-hmm. So that is the lesson. If you get into bed with us, we will hold it over your heads and manipulate you. Mm. And so, you know, just like Nancy Reagan used to say, just don't.
Right,
don't
right.
get into bed with us.
There are a lot of times when I feel they own us as a country. You know, and so that
I think it's mutual. Mm. I think there's a mutual kind of, you know, parasitic relationship, mm-hmm. let's say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both ways, both directions. I wanted to mention the Division of Civil Rights Deputy, Kristen Clark.
Caitlin? Isn't it Caitlin?
It's Kristen Clark.
Oh, okay.
And Caitlin Clark is the basketball player. That's
oh, yeah.
Who you're thinking
okay.
of.
Okay.
Yeah. She now leads the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, mm-hmm. and it was just uncovered that she lied in her, which, no surprise, these people lie, in her confirmation hearing. Mm-hmm. And he asked her, Tom Cotton asked her, since becoming a legal adult, have you ever been arrested for or accused of committing a violent crime against any person? And she just said no. Turns out, July 2006, she was arrested for stabbing her husband and deeply slicing his finger to the bone in a domestic violence.
What is
incident.
Wrong with these people? They're scary. Seriously. I mean, it's
Who,
scary.
I mean, this is almost Hillary level, right?
Oh my gosh.
It's interesting because she's a known racist, and it's really sad. And she was president of the Black Student mm-hmm. Association at Harvard. She authored a wild letter to the Harvard Crimson newspaper saying that blacks are superior physically. They have physical and mental abilities and spiritual abilities. And their melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities. It was absurd.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the thing about it, now that she's in charge, mm-hmm. people are criticizing her because back in November, she indicted, and then there was a conviction of a 75-year-old pro-life activist for an alleged crime that took place in 2020. Mm-hmm. So she went after this 75-year-old pro-life activist while D.C. was burning with rioters. She went after Paulette Harlow of Kingston, Massachusetts, for federal conspiracy against rights, freedom of access to clinic entrances. And so when people think, I don't want to vote for Donald Trump because he's X, Y, and Z, and mm-hmm. I don't like his personality, mm-hmm. remember that the alternative is people who are so radical and will persecute us.
Civil rights to her means black rights over everybody else. So it's interesting. I mean, you get these people and this is their agenda. They're so agendized. It's unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the U.S. Capitol Police, they had to remove protesters from the headquarters of the DNC during a demonstration against the war between Israel and Hamas. That mm-hmm. was in November 15th, 2023. None of those people were prosecuted. So, you know, it's a double standard, mm-hmm. and she is a political activist, basically, with a lot of power. And do we really need to have people in who are stabbing their spouses? I mean,
look at the Human Health Services guy, girl, whatever it is. I don't know. But, you know, man, he, she.
The admiral. Yes.
I mean, look at all these people. It's like a conglomeration of weirdos. And they're all strange and somewhat violent. And I wouldn't let them babysit my goldfish. I mean, these are people in all these cabinet positions. It's like a horde of weirdos. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I just think extremely poor judgment on the part of the Democrats who are willing to put up people for ideological reasons mm-hmm. and not look at the rest of their background as as valid concerns.
Yeah, they check the boxes. It's like the White House press secretary, black, lesbian. I mean, it's just like, we know why you were hired. And of course, our Supreme Court justice, who's asinine, we know why you were hired too. I mean, it's just, it's so bizarre to me how they keep getting away with this, and how those, and how people that actually identify as that party actually are okay with it too. You think, you know, do they not know about these people? Do they not understand this parade of strange, just warped individuals? But I guess not. Susan Reeve, thank you. Appreciate you.
And my pleasure, Kate.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. I'll be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. Melissa's coming up. We'll talk a little bit about the new name of the Boy Scouts and all kinds of different topics. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.